Harper Audio presents A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, dramatically brought to life by actors who played in the landmark Broadway production in 1959.
Mama, where have you been all day?
Where's Travis? Well, I let him go out early and he ain't come back yet. Boy, is he gonna get it!
Mama!
Yes, son?
Where did you go this afternoon?
I went downtown to attend to some business I had to tend to.
What kind of business?
Now, you know better than to question me like a child, brother.
Where were you, Mama? Mama, you didn't go and do something with that insurance money, something crazy.
Travis!
Mama, nothing. You gonna get it, boy. Get on in that bedroom and get yourself ready.
But I...
Why don't you never let the child explain himself?
Keep out of it now, Lena. 1,000 times I have told you not to go off like that.
Well, at least let me tell him something. I want him to be the first to hear. Come here, Travis. Come here, son. And you know that money that we got in the mail this morning?
Hmm? Yes, sir.
Well, what do you think your grandmama done gone and done with that money? Hmm?
I don't know, grandmama.
Well, she went out and she bought you a house. You glad about the house? It's gonna be yours when you get to be a man.
Yeah. I always wanted to live in a house.
All right, then. Give me some sugar. Hmm? Come on. Oh. Now, when you say your prayers tonight, you thank God and your granddaddy, because it was him who gave you the house in his way.
You get on out of here, Travis, and get ready for your beating.
Oh, Mama.
Get on in there now. So you went and did it?
Yes, I did.
Praise God! Please, honey, let me be glad. You be glad, too. Oh, Walt, a home! A home! Well, where is it? How big is it? How much it gonna cost?
Well...
When we moving?
First of the month.
Oh, praise God!
It's a nice house, too. And it's 3 bedrooms. Nice big one for you and Ruth. Of course, me and Benita still have to share our own room, but Travis will have one of his own. And I figure if the new baby is a boy, we could get one of them double-decker outfits, don't you know? And Ruth, there's a yard with a little patch of dirt where I could maybe get to grow me a few flowers.
Oh.
And it's got a nice big basement.
Walter, honey, be glad.
Of course, now, I don't want to make it sound fancy, and it is. It's just a plain little old house, but it's made good and solid. And it'll be ours. Walter Lee, it makes a difference to a man when he can walk on floors that belong to him.
Walter, that was Mrs. Arnold.
Was it?
She said if you don't come in tomorrow, they're gonna get a new man.
Ain't that sad? Ain't that crying sad?
She said Mr. Arnold had to take a cab for 3 days.
Mm-mm-mm.
Walter, you ain't been to work for 3 days? Where you been, Walter Lee Young? You're gonna lose your job.
That's right.
Oh, Walter. And with your mother working like a dog every day,
That's sad, too. Everything is sad.
What have you been doing for these 3 days, son?
Mama, you don't know all the things a man what got leisure can find to do in this city. What's this? Friday night, huh? Yeah, well, Wednesday, I borrowed Willie Harris's car, and I went for a drive. Just me and myself, and I drove and drove way out, way past South Chicago. And I parked the car, and I sat, and I looked at the steel mills all day long. I just sat and looked at the steel mills, at them big black chimneys for hours. And then I drove back and went over to the Green Hat. And Thursday, I borrowed the car again. And I got in it, and I pointed it the other way. And I drove it the other way for hours, way up in Wisconsin. and I looked at the farms. I just drove and looked at the farms. And then I drove back, and I went to the Green Hat. And today, I didn't get the car. Today, I just walked all over the South Side, and I looked at the Negroes, and they looked at me. Finally, I just sat down on the curb at 39th and South Parkway, and I just sat there and watched the Negroes go by. And then I went to the Green Hat. And you know where I'm going right now? That's right, Ruth. Go on to bed.
Big Walt, is this the harvest of our days?
You know what I like about the Green Hat? I like this little cat they got there who blows the sax. He blows. He talks to me. He ain't about 5 feet tall, and he got a conked head, and his eyes is always closed, and he is all music.
Walter Lee.
And then there's this other guy that plays the piano. Oh, they got a sound. I mean, they can work on some music. They got the best little combo in the world at the Green Hat. Oh, man, you can just sit there and drink and listen to them three men play. And you realize that don't nothing matter worth a damn but just being there.
I've helped do it to you, haven't I, son? Well, Walter, I've been wrong.
Oh, no. You ain't never been wrong about nothing.
No, no, you listen to me now, son. I say that I've been wrong. That I've been doing to you what the rest of the world's been doing to you. Walter, what you ain't never understood is that I ain't got nothing. I don't own nothing, and I ain't never really wanted nothing that wasn't for you. There ain't nothing as precious to me. There ain't nothing worth holding on to, money, no dreams, no nothing else. If it means it's gonna destroy my boy. And son, I paid the man $3,500 down on the house. Now that leaves $6,500. Now Monday morning, I want you to take this money and take $3,000 and put it in a savings account for Benita's medical schooling. And the rest, you put in a checking account with your name on it. And from now on, any penny that comes out of it or that goes into it is for you to look after, for you to decide. It ain't much, but it's all I got in the world, and I'm putting it in your hands, and I'm telling you to be the head of this family from now on like you're supposed to be.
You trust me like that, Mama?
I never stopped trusting you. Just like I never stopped loving you.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.